Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mom and Kids Perspective Show. You know, this is our second show, and we've had such great positive feedback from our first show. It's been really pretty awesome.
All of our friends and family have been asking to be on the show, and it's really fun because in future episodes, you'll see a bunch of new people. Well, you won't see them, but you'll hear them.
That's right. People from across the country have said that they want to be part of this show to make sure that the mom or dad perspective is heard and that kids can have their perspective as well. Again, my name is Julie.
And my name is Stefan. And welcome to the Mom and Kid Perspective Show.
That's right. That's right.
I was supposed to be in sync.
Yep.
That's what you're going to say.
That didn't work very well, did it? So last time our show was about the coronavirus, and unfortunately we're going to have to talk a little bit about that again today because it has been 1 week since our last show, and it's been 1 week since we have been hunkering down inside the house.
Yeah, I think we're going to be doing this every Saturday.
Yeah, so we wanted to talk a little bit about what it's been like for us and other people that we've been chatting with about what it's been like to be in the house for a week and how have we managed to stay sane and keep our distance but also keep social connections.
Again, so we're sitting right next to each other. Like last time when you said keep distance.
Well, yeah, but that's because you and I are part of the same family. So if I have something, you have something. Good luck. We don't have anything right now.
Yep.
So that's really, really a good thing. Right now we're healthy, but that's what we're trying to do. So, Stefan, tell us what the week has been like since last Friday was your last week of school. And then we had the weekend and then school started at home. What has it been like for you?
So my daily schedule has been wake up, get dressed, not eat first, but we would go for a walk about half a mile.
No, it's been a little longer. We've been taking the dogs out, which the dogs have loved, by the way.
Yeah, no, I didn't love it so much.
I know. Stefan has been a little bit lazy in his desire to walk, and I'm not sure why because it's been great to get fresh air.
I think riding my bike is better.
Well, but you've been doing that too, right?
You won't let me ride my bike next to you.
Well, because I think the dogs want to go for a walk, and it's been really nice to have the dogs walk and do all that kind of stuff. So we've been going for about a 20-minute walk.
Yeah.
And then what?
After that, we would come home, do yoga or stretch, and then right after yoga, we would eat breakfast and then start our day.
Well, wait a minute. Before you get any forward, I want to talk about this yoga thing.
I don't like yoga.
I know. And I don't understand why you don't like yoga because it centers your whole system and it makes you boring. It's not boring if you would really just close your eyes and get into the rhythm and get into hearing your breathing and getting into it. It's so not boring.
It's boring.
Why do you think it's boring?
It's boring because it's so slow and I have a lot of energy and I don't really like having to stand still, like breathe in.
Well, that's the beauty of it, is so that you can take all that energy and make sure that you have time to just kind of breathe and feel the rhythm in your body, and that relaxes you and gets you good started for the day. But anyway, by the way, I'm the mom, so he did it because I told him he had to do it.
I think they know that you're the mom.
Funny, but they had to do it anyway, so he did yoga. And what else? So after the yoga, what did you do?
Yoga.
You making fun of my New York accent?
After the yoga, we would eat breakfast, and then after we eat breakfast, I would start my day, and my day looks like I would have to, if you guys know what Google Classroom is, Google Classroom, you have to, it's online work, basically, and I think it's harder than school because the teachers aren't there to help you, and they're like, okay, here's the due date for this, and here's the instructions, and you have to write an essay a day, stuff like that.
Yeah, but the teachers are there electronically, so you can ask them, send them an email and all that.
I've been emailing my teachers, and some of them haven't been responding. Like, I emailed a teacher yesterday about something.
Well, wait a minute. Yesterday by the time you emailed the teacher, it was late, and teachers are allowed to have time off at the end of the day. So
true.
Most important thing here is email your teachers during the school day and they will respond. And your to Stefan's teachers out there, you've been really fabulous.
Yeah, they've been really good.
And thank you so much for all that you're doing. I know this is a change for all teachers out there. So we appreciate all the learning that you have been giving us. But you've been doing your stuff, your regular. You know, I'll tell you from a mom's perspective, this stuff is really hard. I've been trying to help him with his math, and I have just been...
Not even my dad and my mom couldn't do it. We were struggling a lot.
Oh, my gosh. It was so... I was getting very stressed out about...
I was getting stressed out.
Because
I had to do it. Or, and also because you weren't really helping.
Well,
you didn't know how to do it.
I wasn't helping
because
I didn't...
I showed the video to you.
I couldn't even watch the video and see it. So new math parents... I don't have a clue of how to do it. We were talking about areas and
area and like and find the volume of cubes.
That's like speaking a foreign language. Well, then what else did you do? You did math and drama.
And English and PE. Oh, yeah, we did PE too. Instead of yoga, we would sometimes stretch. I think I already mentioned that. But stretch, do push-ups, do sit-ups. And then... After I did, so the schedule went math, what is it called? Ancient history, Alexander the Great. Not PE, because PE was first, but it would usually be my third period. Then drama, and then I would go science, and then ELA, English.
Okay. So one of the important things that we did is that we made a routine saying it is school time between this hour and this hour.
So if I finish early, I have to do something creative, like draw, read longer. And yeah, I had to read for an hour every day.
And that also meant no TV. So what was it like, Stefan, to be in the house and not be able to turn the TV on?
It wasn't that hard.
Yay!
Yeah. It was actually pretty easy.
Why?
Because I was kind of getting used to it. First day, you let me watch TV during breakfast and lunch. But then the rest of the days, you're like, no. So then I got used to it.
Oh, well, the reason why I did that, Stefan, is so that you can make sure that you are really focused on school and doing what you need. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, this. We're doing social distancing, which means staying away from people. And that's really hard, especially that you see your friends all the time at school. What's that been like?
Me and my friends yesterday, we put up a Zoom and we've been video calling and it's been very fun. And we were like playing games and stuff yesterday. And we're actually doing that at 3 o'clock today, too.
I am quite impressed with how quickly these kids have been coming up with learning how to do this technology.
Yeah, like Zoom is amazing. We were going on Zoom and like you can go up to like 20 people or something. And we had 6 people. And what we were doing is we were literally, one of us was screen mirroring our computer and opening a tab and playing Hangman on Cool Math Games. And we were like, that one. And we could all see everyone's face and Cool Math Games. Which was really cool.
And what was it like to hear your friends' voices and to see their faces?
I mean, it was good to see their faces. We were also playing with the green screen effect and stuff, so it was kind of silly. And that was fun.
Yeah, you know, as far as adults, I've had a couple of online uses as well. We had a memorial for a friend who's no longer here. I had caught up with a couple of other friends where we all drank a glass of wine together. It's just been a really...
Oh, yeah, when you were on the conference with all the people.
Oh, yeah, I had a business conference online, and it was just really interesting how quickly we've had to change ourselves. We have a new normal when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think has been the hardest for all this, Stefan?
The hardest, staying in the house. That was the hardest. Like, I was kind of really mad yesterday because I wanted to do Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
But can't go downtown or do any of that. So I was kind of sad.
Yeah, I think for me, staying in the house has been difficult, too. A couple of times during the day, I've stood on the driveway and just waved at people.
Really?
As they and their family just walk by.
Oh, yeah, like you did yesterday.
Yeah, because I feel like I crave... people, and I crave...
crave people.
I do crave people. I crave
I know,
that attention.
I know.
And I want to make sure that we don't, like, get into this sedentary life with just staring at the TV and stuff.
I mean, we really haven't went on the TV today yet.
No. And actually, one of the other things that's been really fun to see is, for me as a mom, it's been fun to see Stefan do things that he doesn't normally do. Like, we got a delivery, and he played with a box for hours.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you who don't know, he's 11 years old, and to play with a box for hours is
pretty
amazing.
When I was video calling them for 3 hours, I was in this giant box.
And today we counted money, and we've been playing some other games and just things that we wouldn't normally do. So in some
counting
ways,
counting money so I could get something.
That's right. But in some ways, it's gotten us closer, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, because we don't usually get to spend that much time. Yeah.
So am I getting on your nerves?
A little bit.
Why?
I don't know. Because I'm going to see you for the next, 4 weeks.
Every day.
No, for the next, month and a half.
Yeah.
It's still on.
No, I mean, every day it's been wake up, see mommy's face. All day long, see mommy's face. Go to sleep, see mommy's face.
See mommy's face when you wake up.
See mommy's face.
Oh, gosh.
Good news, Stefan, is that I like you very much, and I really enjoy spending time with you.
Group hug.
Oh, yeah, we're having a group hug, everybody. But,
hug.
You know, it's important that you really spend time with your family. We have grandmas in Arizona, and our other grandma is in Virginia.
Oh, I almost just said Washington.
No, she's not in D.C. She's in Virginia.
No, wait. D.C., Washington State.
No, she's not anywhere close to Washington. She's on the other side of the universe. Yeah. And our Uncle Jeff is on the other side as well. Shout out to Uncle Jeff and everybody there in Florida. And
people in California.
We wish we were closer together.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. She'd always visit friends and family, but probably not friends at this time, or keep a social distance about I think it's 6 feet now, and you can only have a group of five. Is that what?
Under 10 is what they say.
Under 10. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, our world has changed. They just changed our school time to go back to school to the beginning of May. So hopefully we're going to be able to go back this season. But if not, I have a lot of faith in our school district.
Yeah, and our school district's really good.
Yeah, the Monrovia School District, which is where we live, but other school districts out there, we have a lot of faith in them in learning to do this online stuff. And they've been communicative and helpful. And
that's a word, communicative?
Yeah, that's a word.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a big word, communicative. That means they've been extra doing extra communications.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been quite the different experience. I don't know what each week is going to bring for us though. Do you think each week is going to get harder or easier? Or
I feel like this week is going to be a little easier.
Why?
I don't know.
You just don't know.
I just think it's going to be easier because I'm kind of getting used to it and having to do all this stuff, all the work.
Okay. Well, most important thing is that you do your work. And then the second most important thing, I think, is to actually go outside and do some exercise.
Yeah, and I've been doing a lot of biking lately. We're going to actually go biking later.
Yeah.
And not mountain biking. I want to go mountain biking, but...
Mom can't go up the mountain.
You can... Okay, it's not up... I'll take you on the easy trails, okay?
I think even the easy trails is going to be too hard for me.
You can handle it. I promise you. Please, can we do it?
I can try to go to the trail. I don't know that I can go up the trail, but I'll try.
You could do it.
You know, the other thing that
Stefan turn around if you need
the other thing that Stefan does is Boy Scouts, and our Boy Scout leader has given us some at-home Boy Scout badges that he can work on.
Yay!
And he's also trying to get together an online thing for his patrol because he's a patrol leader, right?
Yep. That means I lead my I'm in the Great Eagle Patrol, and that means I lead my patrol basically.
Right, so we're going to try to do that online?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, that sounds good. Okay, so what do you think would be good future topics?
I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know, honey. There's everything from art to music to...
everything.
Telephone etiquette to how to talk on the computer to do all this kind of stuff.
I don't know. I think we should do talk on the computer and how to communicate with people.
Oh, that's
I think I need to learn that too.
Okay. I think that's a good next topic.
Yeah.
Next Saturday, we will be bringing you another version of the Kids and Mom Perspective
Show. And we might have a guest. We might have a guest.
Yeah. Well, if we could figure out how to have the guest, then we will figure out how to have the guest. And that would be fun. So if anybody out there is listening and wants to be a guest on our show, please let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Okay. We'll see you in the next episode.
We'll hear you.
Yeah. you'll hear us in the next episode.
Yes. Thanks for joining us on the Kids and Mom Perspective Show. Have a good day.
Bye.